new jigs and a brand new Zebco. I loaded up the truck with all my new gear. Mike got the bait. I bought the beer.
All right, we're going to wrap things up on Mike McFeely Outdoors on this Saturday morning, November 30th, on the Mighty 790 KFGO. Talking some FM walleyes. They have a big event, one of their big events of the year coming up. We talked last week with Scotty Brewer about it. No, Kyle Agri about it last week. This week, we're going to have in Spencer Deitz. He is with FM Walleyes. And little twist with Spencer, not only going to talk about the event itself with the seminar and everything else, but there's something kind of cool going on that same day. So we'll get to all of that. Spencer, welcome to the Mike McFeely Outdoor Show. How are you?
I am good. Thanks for having me on, Mike.
Have you been ice fishing yet?
I have not, but I have heard that there have been plenty of guys out 3 to 4 inches of ice, and they've been catching some good ones.
It makes me mad because I'm here in Fargo. I've been here all week, and I've been getting the reports on the Facebook, and you and I probably have some mutual fishing friends, and they've been giving me all the reports saying, God, they're killing them. They're killing them on Lake XYZ, and I'm going, oh, good Lord, really? And I'm stuck here in Fargo in the studio. So I don't know if you feel the same way, but I need to get out. I'm ready to get out and catch some fish.
Oh, for sure. And the good thing about being here in Fargo is it's not too far to the nearest lake. So after work, even, you can just hop on out and get anywhere. And all these little ponds have large numbers of walleyes and northern bass. And you can catch fish on any of these little sloughs around here. So that's pretty neat, too.
It is. And there'll be plenty of time. We'll have plenty of time to fish. Don't need to be crazy about getting out on 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 inches of ice even. We'll have plenty of time. Okay, speaking of angling on ice, it is Angler's Night on Ice, December 5th. December 5th. Give us the details on this big event for FM Walleye, Spencer.
All right, it's December 5th at the Doublewood Inn in Fargo. Our speaker is going to be Jason Durham from Nevis. The title of his seminar is going to be Fish Scales and Tails. A little bit about Jason. He started a Go Fish Guide Service is the name of his service when he was 15 years old. So he's been around the fishing industry for a long, long time. He's actually published 2 books. One is Pro Tactics, and the other one is Panfish and Pro Tactics. The seminar that he'll be giving on December 5th, it's all about ice fishing and insight for walleyes and beyond, along with stories that will make you laugh and cry and rejoice with the reasons why everyone just adores and loves angling.
And I know that Jason is an accomplished angler because, as I talked with Kyle last week, he was the guy who took out Mark Dayton on the opening day of walleye fishing for the Minnesota Walleye Year this year in 2013. So Jason knows what he's talking about. I know him a little bit professionally. I haven't fished with him. I don't know him really well. Do you know Jason?
I don't know him personally, Spencer? But you know, anyone in the fishing industry, especially around Minnesota, you bring up his name, North Dakota, they know who he is, and he's been around a long time, so he is well known, and he does know his stuff. So especially at this seminar, it's going to be a good one, and we really recommend everyone coming out to see him.
I always say this when we talk about FM Walleye seminars, whether it's Jason Durham, whether it's the Lindner boys, whether it's anybody, when you show up at these seminars, it's very casual. You don't have to be a great angler. In fact, I know guys that are really good anglers like yourself would encourage people who aren't very good or don't have a lot of experience to show up because you always learn something. And a guy like Jason Durham, he's just a common guy, regular guy. He's not going to be talking a million miles an hour trying to sell you a product. He's just going to be talking about how to catch more fish, how to do it in Minnesota, how to do it in North Dakota. And afterward, there's always time for a Q&A. So if he doesn't cover something in the seminar that you have a question about, you can either raise your hand and ask him during the presentation or afterward. I'm sure that Jason's going to stick around and talk one-on-one and have some interaction with people to be able to ask their questions, right?
Absolutely. Especially at these seminars, there's so much information given out. One person can't come in and remember everything that had been said. You know, I always tell people, go to these seminars, and your goal should be to take 1 or 2 things away from that seminar that you can use either ice fishing or open water fishing. And if you get 1 or 2 things that you remember and you do utilize, that's just success enough there, because these guys know so much about fishing and everything else that you just can't possibly remember everything that they say.
Anything else about the seminar you want to get out there? Can we move on to the thing that I kind of like to talk about, which is kids and kids and fishing? Anything else you need to get out, Spencer, about the seminar?
No, that should do it.
All right, then tell me about the other thing that's going to be going on this night on December 5th.
Before the clinic, we were having a kids clinic at the Doublewood Inn in Fargo. We're going to run the clinic from 6 to 6:50 p.m., and then the seminar will start at 7. You know, these kids are the future of our sport. You know, without getting these kids involved in the sport of fishing, we're going to be losing a lot of anglers. So we really want to get as many kids as possible involved in the sport of fishing. And we're going to go over various techniques. We're going to teach these kids how to properly net a fish, how to identify fish, how to properly remove hooks out of the fish's mouth, knot tying, boat knives, ice safety, tackle box stuff. And we actually purchased some backyard bass last week, and we're going to be showing the kids how to catch these backyard bass. So it's going to be pretty hands-on, and it's going to be a great time for the kids.
Any ages limitations or anything from 2 to 18? Does it matter?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You know, all these events are free and open to the public, and we really encourage kids of all ages to attend these clinics. Anyone is welcome to come on down and just have a great time.
I've got a couple of kids already in my neighborhood lining up. They want me to take them ice fishing, and I like going fishing with kids, whether it's my daughter, whether it's her friends, because I'm a fairly competitive – no, I'm a really competitive person. And I like to catch fish, and I'm out there by myself or with my adult friends. But when you have kids out there ice fishing or out in a boat with you, Spencer, I find myself worrying more about them and they're having a good time, catching fish or not catching fish. And it just gives you a different perspective on what's going on. And you remember, the important thing isn't always catching the most fish or the bigger fish. It's making sure that the kids are having fun and having a good time.
Absolutely. And these kids, you know, they remember their first fish that they catch. And if you can get kids out on the ice or even in the boat, it just makes for a great experience for them kids. You know, some of these kids, they love to fish. They love to hunt. They love to be outdoors. And some of them don't have the parents that do that. So anything we can do to help them get that initial step, just to get them involved in the sport of fishing and hunting and even the outdoors, we just love doing that. And any questions they have or any questions the parents have, they certainly can come and ask us. And, you know, the club is big. FM Walleyes has, you know, 400 and some members, I believe. And, anybody will take some kids out fishing if they don't have anybody. And it's just a great club and a great time to get these kids involved.
And with the technology, the way it is now in ice fishing, it doesn't need to be the way it used to be where people froze their rear end off sitting on a 5-gallon pail. The technology today is so good that kids and adults can stay warm. They can stay comfortable. They can stay dry. And you know what? If you're not catching anything, cut the day short. Just make it an hour or two trip or a 3-hour day, if that's what it has to be. Don't ruin it for the rest of their life having a kid out there for 19 hours fishing. Keep them warm, keep them dry, keep them fed, keep them entertained, then get the heck out of there. But I'm sure you guys will cover all that at the kids' clinic. Okay, it's December 5th. It's Thursday, next Thursday. Where, what time, what cost, how can people get involved?
It's at the Doublewood Inn in Fargo. The kids' clinic starts at 6, and then the seminar from Jason Durham will start at 7. It's free, open to the public. To get involved, all you have to do is show up. You know, if you have kids, you want to take them out, certainly come on down at 6 o'clock and we'll go through the clinic. If you are just involved or want to be a part of the seminar, certainly come in for the seminar. I think they're starting 6:30. The doors are going to open for the seminar. So anytime between 6 and 7, come on over. And if even if they're not even your kids, you know, find some kids that want to get out involved, and maybe your buddies have some kids, and take them along too and bring them on over.
Just grab a kid off the street. I'm just kidding. Spencer, thank you, my friend. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on, Mike.
You bet. Spencer Deitz of FM Walleyes. I need to wrap things up here. I will see you Monday on the Mike McFeely Show, and then again next week on Mike McFeely Outdoors on KFGO. See you then.
Hey, I'm a country man, a city boy.